Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Practice Space, where we'll explore ideas and skills to support us in our professional practice. I'm Stacey Remke, a clinical social worker and currently a professor at the University of Minnesota's Graduate School of Social Work. Before coming to the university, my practice experience was in the field of pediatric palliative care, where I dealt with complex themes like grief, loss, child welfare, and sustainability within the field. I have a great interest in exploring how social workers can find support and develop skills to sustain their important practice.
And I'm Sarah Remke. I'm a practicing end-of-life doula and a meditation teacher. I have a particular interest in energy and boundaries. I also have a private practice where I work with individuals and professionals, often therapists and caregivers, where we explore these various concepts and how they intertwine with our work. How and what does our energy communicate? How do we discern our own energy versus someone else's energy? And how do we create and maintain these boundaries? I find these subjects absolutely fascinating. And I am the sister of Stacey Remke.
Thanks for joining us in this space, the practice space. We would like to talk about the intersections between our meditation practice and our various clinical practices and how we've found these skills to be really helpful with promoting our well-being and also our engagement with our clients.
How are you doing today, Stacey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So we've been talking a lot about the importance of grounding and how we exchange energies with people all the time. And today we thought we would go through sort of an extended practice of how to clear other people's energies out of your space. Does that sound what you're thinking, Stacey?
Yeah. And I, as we were, you know, having these chats, it was occurring to me that when Sarah and I started, when we started learning this system of meditation, we would go to weekend-long retreats and practice meditating for long periods of time. And it occurred to me that while we've been teaching or talking about in this practice space, a number of very useful skills that you can kind of employ right away that will hopefully be very helpful. It's also true that meditation as a practice, it's sort of like building muscle. Like the more that you do it, the more facility, the easier it is to sort of access that trance condition, that trance state that's so relaxing and rejuvenating. And the more that you do it, the easier it is to discern kind of what's your own energy and what belongs to other people. Would you agree with that?
I do. And as you're saying that, I'm remembering that at the beginning, you know, sometimes it's really hard for people to sit still, even for a couple of minutes. And what that is you've got a lot of chatter kind of going around. And the more you practice the meditation, the more deeply you're able to go beneath that chatter. And that's right. Where you find the resourcefulness of the meditation practice.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't give up after your first, you know, a couple of times.
Right. Like think of it like building muscle. And the more regularly you go to the gym, the more you kind of intentionally practice those skills. Yeah. It's a little awkward at first, and then it gets smoother and easier as you go.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, the whole idea is to access this relaxation response that, as we've already talked about, has a lot of positive effects for mental health and physical well-being and ability to focus and sleep and all sorts of things. So what we thought we would do today is actually just kind of walk through a meditation, like a clearing of our system. And Sarah, you're going to leave that with
us today? Yeah. So in this system, we talk about what is the aura. And the aura is this egg shape that surrounds your entire body. For women, that tends to be 4 to 5 feet out from your body. It goes that far out. And for men, they're usually more comfortable with being like 3 feet out from your body. And this is in 360 degrees. So above you, below you, in front of you, behind you. And that's your own personal emotional space that you carry with you everywhere you go. So what happens is we have interactions with people, and some of those interactions are finished, unfinished, challenging, and little pieces of those interactions can kind of sit in our space, and they can create discomfort for us, or maybe we don't know what to do with that, or maybe we don't even recognize that it's there. But as we begin to clear our own personal space, we'll be able to find more room for ourselves. And then eventually, the more you build that muscle, the more you practice, you begin to really be able to discern what belongs to you and what does not belong to you.
You know, a simple way to experience that energetic sort of aura is to hold your hands about a foot apart from one another and slowly move them in towards one another until you start to feel a little resistance. And that gives me like a sense of like where that energy is. Some people, their hands might move together just a few inches apart. Other people might start to feel that energetic pushback, you know, just inside that foot. You know, and so that's a simple thing that everybody can do that can kind of give you a little sense of what we're talking about with this exchange of energies that's happening all the time. You can actually feel that energy emanating off of your own body in that way.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I think of it in my doula work that you don't necessarily have to be interacting with somebody to feel them in the room.
Right.
And what that is you're feeling that energetic emanation person, whatever you want to call it. Or the same thing if you've got a cat in your house, your cat could be very quietly sleeping on the couch, but you still feel that that you're not alone in your house.
Right. Or another person in your family. I mean, you can kind of w walk in and realize no one's home.
That's right. That's
You
right.
know, a lot of people can kind of relate to those sorts of experiences. That's
Yeah.
really what we're talking about here. Yeah.
And that's a nice way to kind of begin to familiarize yourself with what you're talking about. People are energy. You sometimes you notice somebody sits next to you at the cafe or somebody sits next to you on the bus and you feel something. You don't know what, but you notice a shift. And that's that person's energy meeting your energy. So what we'll do is we're going to say hello to this aura, this egg shape that surrounds us. And we also in this system, we use these energy systems, which are called chakras. They're ancient, but many, many cultures have different terminologies for these energy centers. A lot of cultures, maybe they're not exactly the same, but they have an understanding that we have these energy centers.
I think of like Chinese medicine and Buddhist practices and Hindu beliefs. You know, there's a lot of different cultural versions.
Yogis and right. So, what I like to suggest is that you've got your hands and arms uncrossed. You can be laying down if you want, but you just don't want your extremities crossed. And what we do is we go to the center of our head. And if you remember that, it's about 2 inches back from your eyes and it's over the tips of your ears. And see if you can just close your eyes and feel your way into that place. It's a very spacious. And if you can't find it right away, just don't get hung up on it. Just intend to go there. And when you find it, you're going to feel it. And you're not trying to see in this space. You just really want to relax your eyes and rest. And then at the solar plexus, we have what's called this is our third chakra. So say hello to the solar plexus. And say hello to your belly button. That's also part of the third chakra. And just imagine those kind of opening and flowing in a clockwise direction. You can imagine like a spiral just opening and flowing, and it's in the front of your body and the back of your body. And then 2 finger widths below your belly button is your second chakra. And you just want to let that just close down and rest and relax for this practice. Most of us, it's on hyper overdrive all the time. Last week we talked about the cortisol. this is connected, when that's too wide open. So just let that close down and really relax. And then at the base of your spine is your first chakra, and you want to just let that open and flow in a clockwise direction, front and the back of your body. And resting in the center of your head, you're going to invite a fresh grounding cord to come all the way up and meet you at the base of your first chakra. Now remember, the center of the earth is 4,000 miles down. And you just want that cord to be open and pliable. Let it support you. Let it begin to raise your awareness about your personal connection to the earth. I mean, we are made of physical earth materials. We're definitely connected to the earth. And so just let yourself really begin to feel that. Breathe deeply into your belly. And as you continue to breathe deeply into your belly, just imagine all the scattered energies that you've left throughout your day, throughout the week, throughout your years and life, wherever you may have left them, just call them back to you and just bring them back into your space. Your own energy that you may have left at anywhere and any time, just bring that back to yourself. And then just let any energies that are not yours that you may have accumulated throughout the day, weeks, years, just let those fall off your grounding cord. Anything that you're ready to let go of, let it just fall away down your grounding cord. It'll just go down into the center of the earth where it will get recycled. And then release that grounding cord. Let it just fall away down into the very center of the earth. Resting in the center of your head, bring up a fresh grounding cord. Let it come all the way up and meet you at the base of your spine, at the base of your first chakra. Let that be 3 inches, 6 inches. It could be as wide as your hips. And just really allow yourself to feel that support and feel that connection to Mother Earth. If you were to take your arms straight up over your head and bring them all the way down the sides of your body, imagine them going all the way underneath your feet, side to side and front to back. And just imagine that egg shape 360 degrees surrounding your entire body. Say hello to the edges of your aura. Might take you a minute to sort of connect with that. For some of you, it might be quite far out, or maybe it's too close to your body, and you can just make adjustments however you feel more comfortable. And once you feel like it's pretty comfortable and surrounds you nicely, just put a band of color all the way around that. Maybe a blue or green or gold is always very neutral. Just demarcating your own personal space. And when you're ready, we're going to say hello to our first chakra. It's located at the base of our spine. And we're just going to let that open and flow in a clockwise direction. And we're going to, so connected to that first chakra is also the first layer of our aura. So using what we call a grounded vacuum cleaner. So imagine a vacuum cleaner and give it its own grounding cord. And just go in and vacuum out anything that's ready to release, anything that lights up in your space, anything that you just feel like, oh, what is that? Just use your vacuum cleaner and go in and vacuum that up. Wherever you're drawn to, follow that. And it's probably something that you want to clear from your space. You don't have to know what you're clearing in order to clear. You might get a picture, you might hear a word, a person's name might come to you. It doesn't matter. You can know what that means or not, and you can still clear that space. And when you're ready, we're going to what we call recycle and replenish. You're going to recycle your own energy back in through the top of your head, through your crown, and just let any energy that's not yours fall off down your grounding cord. Resting in the center of your head, invite fresh, neutral, green earth energy to stream up from deep in the very center of the earth, and let that flow throughout the entire first layer of your aura, replenishing those spaces above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, your right side and your left side. Close your first chakra down to maybe 20% open. Just think of like an aperture of a camera. You could just, narrow that or widen it as you see fit. Two finger widths below the belly button is our second chakra. You want to say hello to that chakra and let it open and flow in a clockwise direction. Using your grounded vacuum, you're going to go in and give a nice clearing to the second layer of your aura. So wherever you feel drawn, you might hear things, you might see things, you might just feel that there's something there. You might know what it is, you might not. You can still clear it. And just vacuum up throughout the entire space. Whatever's really meant to be in your space will stay or come back, so you don't have to worry about taking something out that belongs there. Don't forget to go behind your body, above your head, below your feet, wherever you're drawn. When you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish. We're going to recycle our own energy back in through the top of our crown, top of our head, and anything that's not ours that we've brought in from any time or place, just let that fall off down your grounding cord. Resting in the center of your head, invite green, neutral green earth energy to flow up and spill throughout the entire second layer of your aura. Replenishing those spaces above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, your right side and your left side. Close your second chakra down to about 10% open. Saying hello to your third chakras. Remember, that's the belly button and the solar plexus. Those work together. Let them open and flow in a clockwise direction. We're going to go in and give the third layer of our aura a nice thorough clearing. Using your grounded vacuum, just go in and start vacuuming out whatever energies don't belong there, whatever you're not sure about, wherever you're drawn. You might hear things, you might see things, you might just feel things. It's all valid. And when you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish. So you're going to recycle your own energy back in through your open crown chakra. We're just bringing that into current time with who we are today in this moment. And any energies that you may have brought in from any time or place that you're ready to let go of that don't belong to you, just let those fall off down your grounding cord. They'll get recycled down in the center of the earth. Resting in the center of your head. Observe as fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy cascades down from well above your crown, and let that just spill throughout the entire third layer of your aura, replenishing those spaces above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, your right side and your left side. For the purposes of this meditation, Women keep your chakra open to about 70%, and men open it to about 50%. Saying hello to the fourth chakra, which is located at the heart region. Say hello to that. Let it open and flow in a clockwise direction. Using your vacuum, we're going to go in and give our fourth layer of our aura a nice thorough clearing. Wherever you're drawn, wherever your attention goes, just follow that. Listen, see, feel. However you get your information, just go in and give yourself a nice thorough clearing. Forget the back of your body. And when you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish. So we're going to recycle our own energy back in through our open crown chakra at the top of our head. We're just bringing in our own energy back into current time with who we are today. Let any energies that you've brought in from any time or place that do not belong to you, just let those fall off down your grounding cord. Resting in the center of your head. Observe as fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy cascades down from well above your crown. Let that spill throughout the entire fourth layer of your aura, replenishing those spaces above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, your right side and your left side. Set your heart to whatever feels good for you in this moment. You know, many of you practitioners are really heart-centered and oriented. You might want to just let your heart rest at maybe 30, 40% open. For others, it might feel good to be 70, 80% open, just whatever feels good for you in this moment. Saying hello to our fifth chakra, it's located at the notch of the neck. Let that open and flow in a clockwise direction. The fifth chakra also includes our telepathics, which run along our jawline and our ears. So you want to be nice and gentle with those spaces. Let your fifth chakra open and flow. Using your grounded vacuum, you're going to go in and give yourself a nice thorough clearing. Wherever your attention goes, follow that. It's probably leading you to something to clear. You might hear things, you might see things, you might feel things, you might just know things. It's all valid. Sometimes for the jawline, I like to imagine like a little golden dental floss. Just opening up all those spaces. And when you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish. So we're going to recycle all that energy that's ours that we just cleared out of our space back into our open crown chakra, just bringing our own energy into current time. And let anything that we've brought in from any time or place that's not ours, that we're ready to release, just let it fall off down your grounding cord. Resting in the center of your head. Invite fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy to cascade down from well above your crown, and let that spill throughout the entire fifth layer of your aura, replenishing those spaces above you, below you, in front of you, and behind you, your right side and your left side. Keep your fifth chakra as wide open as you can comfortably. The key word is comfortably. Saying hello to the sixth chakra, which is located at the brow, just above the nose, between the eyes. Let that open and flow in a clockwise direction. Using your grounded vacuum, you're going to go in and vacuum out whatever it is that you're ready to let go of, whatever doesn't belong to you, wherever you're drawn, whatever you see or feel that's ready to go, just go and vacuum it up. Just vacuum all those little nooks and crannies. And when you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish. So recycle your own energy that you just cleared out of your sixth layer of your aura back into your open crown chakra. You're just bringing your own energy into current time with who you are today in this moment. And let anything that you may have brought in from any time or place that does not belong to you, anything that's ready to let go, just let it fall off down your grounding cord. Resting in the center of your head, observe as fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy cascades down from well above your crown, and let that spill throughout the entire sixth layer of your aura, replenishing those spaces above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, your right side and your left side. Keep your sixth chakra as wide open as you can comfortably. Again, the key word is comfortably. Saying hello to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. It's located at the top of your head and it faces upward. Let's say hello to that space and let it open and flow in a clockwise direction. Resting in the center of your head, you're going to take your nice grounded vacuum and go in and give the seventh layer of your aura a nice thorough clearing. You may see things, you may feel things, you may hear things, you may just know things. It's all valuable information. What we're doing by clearing is just creating flow in our space. We're just vacuuming out anything that's in the way of that flow. And when you're ready, we're going to recycle and replenish, recycling our own energy back into our open crown chakra, bringing our own energy into current time with who we are today, and then releasing any energies that we may have brought in from any time or place that did not belong to us. Let those just fall away down our grounding cord. Release your grounding cord, let it just fall away down into the very center of the earth where it will get recycled. Resting in the center of your head, Observe a fresh grounding cord coming all the way up to meet you at the base of your spine, at the base of your first chakra. Let that be 3 inches, 6 inches, as wide as your hips. Say hello to the edges of your aura. And from well above the top of your crown, bring in lots and lots of golden cosmic energy. Just let it cascade down through all seven major chakras. Let it flow through all seven layers of your aura, filling your space with fresh, neutral, golden cosmic energy. Bring up just the right amount of green earth energy for your body at this time, maybe into your first and second layer, first and second chakra. Reaffirm the edges of your aura. Take a minute to just appreciate all that space you just created for yourself. Thank your body for being willing to change. You probably have your crown set to about 50% open. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thanks. That was really nice. I was thinking of how I remember our teachers talking about things that are, you talked about it too, ready to be released. And it just makes me think about like how, for example, in therapy or in learning, you know, we all grow and expand and we kind of forget to let go of those things that aren't serving us anymore, that aren't in current time. And what I've learned is that this is like another way of pursuing release and healing from some of those old tapes or old messages or literally kinks in our bodies that are ready to go.
Yeah, I actually love that expression of current time, because there's so many things that we're still operating out of, as you say, from when we were 5 or 7 or 15.
Right.
We're just not that person anymore. If we can bring into current time with our view today, looking back at that 7-year-old, we can go, oh, okay, now I see what was happening.
Right. I'm not 7 anymore, so I can make different choices and
yeah,
see
you have
things from a
choices.
Bigger perspective or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Another thought I had too is, you know, you mentioned it a few times in the meditation, but just to kind of reinforce to people, you know, do what's comfortable for you, and whatever's happening for you is probably just right for you. And to like learn to trust that process. And it's going to look different for every person. And I remember when I started doing this work, I kept asking our teacher, like, am I doing it right? Because I just see black, you know? And he's like, no, you're doing it right. And just keep going. And gradually, it did get more interesting in there. You know, I started to experience more things. And it was just a function of having cleared enough, finally, that I could see past those sort of chunks of block or whatever it was. I think of it sort of like going through a, like in sci-fi movies, the meteor field in space, you know, where there's like big rocks kind of flying around and, you know, gotta kind of make our way around and through that.
And it makes, you bring up a good point. So when we use the word see, not everyone is going to see.
Right. Visually. Yeah.
Sometimes people hear a name or they hear a phrase, or some people just feel
memory.
Something in their skin.
Yeah.
Or a memory, or some people just know. They don't know why they know, they just know. And all of those are really valid. Some people have 2 or 3 of those skills, but everyone has at least one of them.
Right. I just wanted to mention too, you I think it was around the third chakra, you're talking about recommended degrees to have it remain open. And I just wanted to mention, like, for anybody who might be listening who identifies more as non-binary, you know, just go for your own comfort level.
Yes.
And you could even invite your body to leave them open to whatever degree is comfortable for your body at this time.
Right.
And it might be different days. See if you can notice, you know.
Well, it is different, and it's also different in different situations, right?
Right.
Because think about our third chakras, like a well-functioning third chakra is what kind of allows you to be in the world facing whatever situation you're facing. And if
Right.
it's too closed down, it makes it very challenging for a person to be able to, like, that's your ego place.
Right.
And so I'm glad you brought that up about non-binary because, typically males in our society don't have a problem having a wide open third chakra. It's much harder for women. So that's why we put out those. So of course, judge for yourself what you feel. If you feel like you need a little extra oomph going into a situation, open it up more. If you're
Yeah.
really comfortable, you can let it close down a little bit.
Yeah. I was thinking too, as we're talking about our personal space and kind of that modern lingo of taking space or holding space. And I think this is like a really important set of skills to develop of like, how do we even know what's in our own space so that we can start there and hold that first, right? Like to kind of
Well, it's really interesting. Just what
occupy our own space. Yeah.
you said that, I was like, oh, instead of taking space, it's like making your own space
Right.
or feeling your own space. I mean, I'm
Right.
not, whatever you do is okay. I'm not telling someone not to do that, but it does come at it from a different place.
Right.
And when we have enough room in our own aura, we're more comfortable in the world.
Right.
Like if
I'd
our aura is too closed in on us, we just feel squished. We don't have any room.
Right.
But if we can kind of move it out, that can give us more resources.
I also found in my practice that as I got better at this and sort of showed up being more centered in my own space and more grounded, I think people like trusted me more. Like I think I noticed people would like open up and, you know, just kind of seem happy to see me instead of, you know, stressed out or whatever too. So you know, I think there's like a lot of benefits, as we've already talked about, like developing this kind of practice and letting it sort of help us reveal more of who we are, really.
Yes, and because also when you clear a lot of that stuff out of your space, the other person feels more who they're dealing with. And then you
Right.
become more trustworthy because they're not dealing with your six clients you saw this morning. They're dealing with
Right.
you, like right now here.
Exactly. Exactly. That's really the key right there.
And it does make you more trustworthy. And the more grounded you are also makes you more trustworthy. I mean,
Yeah.
that's really interesting that you brought up that word trust. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, when we know ourselves better, it invites other people to share who they are too, I think. Yeah. I want to thank you for leading us through that lovely little respite meditation today, and I want to invite people to listen to it again if that's helpful. Sometimes I think, especially when you're just starting out, to hear somebody else kind of talking you through it can be really helpful. And then
Yes.
eventually you get so you can kind of walk through it on your own and, you know, modify it a little bit and stuff.
I also just want to say at the beginning, sometimes people can kind of nod off
Yeah.
or what we call go unconscious, and it's still working.
Yeah.
The repetition of my voice is to like bring you back.
Right.
It's like you go out and then you come back.
Right.
And so if you nod off or fall asleep, doesn't matter, start over.
It might be you're tired and you need a nap more
Might
than
be you're tired and
meditation to right now. Yeah. Sounds
I have a
good.
couple of classes where people snore a little bit and but we want to hear from people. If you have stuff you want to learn more about or questions, right?
Yeah.
We encourage people to connect with us. I know our emails will be up on the links. So yeah.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
Till
everybody.
next time.
This podcast was supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Children and Family Services Division.